Welcome to another episode of NoahCast. In this episode, I am going to demonstrate another of the main features of Noah, which I use all the time, obstacle detection. Using its built-in cameras, Noah can detect obstacles up to 4 meters away, and when I have my headphones connected, I can hear the exact location of the obstacles and how close they are, which then allows me to make more informed decisions on how to navigate around them. And it's worth noting that obstacle detection can be used for either indoor or outdoor situations. Now, as I said in the very first episode of this podcast, I am a guide dog user and he negotiates obstacles brilliantly. But I still find Noah extremely useful because I have advanced warning when I am approaching obstacles, and honestly, the speed that I walk with my guide dog, we are rapid. So it's good to have that advanced warning so I can slow him down a bit and give him more time to make the correct decisions. And when I use the obstacle detection, I have it set to a 3 meter range, so it picks things up well in advance. It's also worth mentioning that obstacle detection requires some setup using the Noah Companion app on your smartphone. Before I started using the obstacle detection, I had to go into the settings section of the Companion app and make sure that I had given the app information such as my correct height, my primary mobility aid, which is my guide dog, and I also set the detection zones and the lateral detection to make sure that my entire body is covered, so all obstacles at head, mid or ground level are detected. To set the obstacle detection range, the easiest way is to press the O1 button on my Noah, which cycles me through all of the available options, and when I hear the correct option, I press the select button on my Noah device to confirm. Okay, so I'm wearing my Noah device, and now if I press the O1 button, I can set the obstacle detection range. So if I press the O1 button once,
obstacle detection distance, 1 meter.
And press O1 again.
1.5 meter.
And again.
2 meters.
Again.
2.5 meters.
And again.
3 meters.
And one more time.
4 meters.
And press again.
Obstacle detection distance, 1 meter.
And you're now back to 1 meter. So pressing the O1 button cycles you through all of the options. And when I have the one I want, I press the select button, as I say, to confirm. Now, I'm indoors at the moment, so actually I don't think I need obstacle detection range set to 3 meters, which is usually my preferred choice, especially when outdoors. So I'm just going to set the obstacle detection range to 1 meter, just because I'm in my house at the moment. Press O1.
Obstacle detection distance, 1 meter.
And we'll press select to confirm.
Selected, 1 meter.
And now, what I'm going to do is just have a walk around my house and hopefully we can pick up some obstacles and let you hear the obstacle detection sounds, let you hear the sounds that Noah makes when it encounters an obstacle. So let's have a walk around the house. That beep is the sound of an obstacle. So you don't know what the obstacle is, but you know it's there. And do you hear the beeps going higher and lower? They're like 3 musical notes. So what happens is, when the beeps are high pitched, that means that an obstacle is at head height. When the beeps have a medium tone, then that means obstacles are at chest height, and when they have a lower tone, a descending tone if you like, a descending pitch, then the obstacles are more at ground level. So head height obstacles could be things like maybe overhanging branches, for example, overhanging hedges. Mid-range obstacles, they could be anything. They could be large obstacles like bins or a wall, for example, cars, vehicles, for example, as well. And ground level obstacles could maybe be something like a park bench, possibly something like that. So it's great that you have that warning, those three levels of warning to let you know what obstacles are in range, either at head, mid, or ground level. So what happens when I encounter an obstacle? We have an obstacle, a low-level obstacle in the house, and you don't know what this obstacle is, but you know it's there. So how do I negotiate safely around this obstacle? I've stopped dead because the obstacle is beeping to let me know it's I think I'm pretty close to it. And remember, the detection range is set to 1 meter. So now, to negotiate this obstacle, if I turn my body, the top half of my body to the right, if I swivel it to the right, the top half of my body, the obstacle detection has stopped when the camera has been swiveled with my body to the right. So I know that there is a clear path on my right hand side because there is no sound. So when there's no sound, that means there are no obstacles in my path, I can just head in that direction. So that is the safe path. There is a safe path away from that obstacle or around that obstacle on my right hand side. Let's angle my body back to the centre, and straight away the obstacle's in front of me, directly in front of me, and it's picking that up again straight away. Can I get around it to the left? So if I swivel the top half of my body to the left, there is no clear path whatsoever to the left. There is no clear path in the middle. But if I turn back to the right, there is your clear path. That is your safe path around the obstacle on my right hand side. When I am using obstacle detection, I always wear headphones. You must wear headphones when using the obstacle detection because the obstacle sounds are actually mapped out in 3D. So if I heard that beep sound in both my headphones, then I would know that the obstacle that I am approaching is dead ahead of me, it's straight in front of me. If I were to hear those beeping sounds in my left ear, then I would know it was on my left hand side obstacle, and if I heard it in my right ear, then I would know that the obstacle was on my right hand side. So the obstacle detection sounds are mapped out in 3D through your headphones, so you should know where the obstacles are in relation to you as you approach them. As another example, I'm going to do another one now, another example, but I'm going to actually go outside. So if I'm outside with my guide dog, I must change the obstacle detection range for outdoor environments, as I say, just because of the speed that we go at. If I press the O1 button again, we'll just cycle through the options, all of the obstacle detection range options, until I get to 3 meters, and then we'll press the select button to confirm that selection. So we'll press the O1 button now.
Obstacle detection distance. 1 meter.
And keep pressing O1.
1.5 meter. 2 meters. 2.5 meters. 3 meters.
That's the selection I want for outside. 3 meters. Select to confirm.
Selected.
And the obstacle detection is now set to 3 meters, and I can get my guide dog harnessed up and we'll go for a walk outside. Okay, so we're outside and now we need to try and find an obstacle. So we're just having a walk. We should find obstacles because it's bin day today. Aha! There is an obstacle. And again, I think it's straight in front of me. So how do we get round that? We're just going to stop dead. And I'm going to turn my body, swivel the top half of my body, or I could just turn my whole body to the right. And there is a... Oh, maybe not, hang on, I'll just try turning to the right again. There is a clear There doesn't seem to be a clear path around this obstacle. I'm going to just turn to the right again. Ah, yeah, there's a clear path on the right. I'm going to now go back and have a look to the left. And there is a clear path on the left as well. And then if I go back to the middle, yep, so the obstacle is straight in front of me. So I can either get around that obstacle by moving around it to the right or the left. There is, seems to be a clear path on both sides. Now, another interesting feature of the obstacle detection is by use of the O2 button on the NOAA device. Because if you encounter a situation where there are more than one obstacle, what if there's obstacles in front of you, on your left, on your right? How do you know? So, to find out, there is a feature using the O2 button, which is called obstacle scanning. And what you could do is, I've stopped again, there's an obstacle directly in front of me, and what I can do is with the O2 button, if I press it once, it will scan the surrounding area, and from left to right in my headphones, I will be able to hear where all of the obstacles are. So this is a really, really good way to do it if there's more than one obstacle. So that obstacle is in front of me, it's beeping away. If I press the O2 button once, and you heard three different beeps, so if I had headphones on, I would actually hear where all of these different obstacles were through my headphones. If there were any gaps between the beeps, then you would know that that was where there was space to go, possibly around the obstacles. So you can actually detect the spaces between the obstacles as well. I'm just going to go back inside because it's starting to rain. And the last feature I would like to quickly tell you about is also using the O2 button again. If you were to double press it, you can enable and disable the obstacle detection if needed. I like this feature because when I'm, say, having a walk with my guide dog and somebody maybe stops to talk to me in the street, I don't want to be hearing all of these obstacle sounds constantly, so I can just press the O2 button twice. I can double press the O2 button to enable or disable the obstacle detection. So if I double press the O2 button now,
obstacle detection disabled.
And now I'm having a walk around the house and it's not picking anything up because the obstacle detection has been disabled. And if I double press the O2 button again,
obstacle detection enabled.
And the obstacle detection is back up and running. And sorry, there is one more thing I wanted to mention. As well as the beeping sounds, you can actually change the obstacle detection sounds. You can change them between either beeps, which I've been demonstrating in this episode of the podcast, but you can also, within the NOAA Companion app, and again, if you go into the settings, you can change the obstacle detection sound to clicks. It reminds me of the echolocation sounds that visually impaired people used to use. So what I'll do is I'll pause the recording, I'll go into the settings section of the NOAA Companion app and change the sounds to clicks, just to let you hear what that alternative sound is like. And again, we can just have a walk around the house until we find an obstacle. Ah, we found one. So that's the click sounds instead of the beeps. So that is the click sound rather than the beep sound. So you have the option, you can choose between those two obstacle detection sounds and use the one which you prefer. Those are just some quick examples of why I find the obstacle detection features useful. If you would like more information about the NOAA device or to arrange a demonstration, the website is biped.ai. Biped is spelled B for Bravo, I for India, P for Papa, E for Echo, D for Delta. I am also happy to answer any questions from a user's perspective. you can email me using the address noahcastquestions@gmail.com.